Parshas Bechukosai. You see an amazing thing here, that clearly learning without toil, without putting out your best effort, with all your kochos, b'chol nefesh, is not learning. And we can very well understand it, because we see if someone really wants, value something, they put their best effort. They do everything they can with all their abilities, capabilities, with all their feelings, heart and soul into it. We can give many examples, as we all know. A certain position one wants, certain power, money, all these, so to speak, goals that one sees people want in life, and when they really want it, their efforts know no bounds. And that, of course, should surely be done for Torah, which is the greatest good, the greatest happiness for all eternity, guaranteed by Hashem. And we see that by how Rashi explains from Chazal that in Chokosai Teleichu is talking about Amelis B'Torah, not just the learning, not just the doing of the mitzvahs, which they say later on, that mitzvosai tishmeru batzitzem osam, but the learning of Torah, to know what to do, to know how to do the mitzvahs, to know how to fulfill the will of Hashem completely, can only be done with the greatest effort and toil. If it's just haphazard, without interest, one cannot know anything, as we know, well, truly. Mahavdil, any English subject, secular things, if a person is not prepared to his fullest, he won't get that 100. He won't know it that well. He won't know how to answer any questions. If you don't study it with the best of your ability, your greatest efforts and capabilities, you won't know it, how to do anything the way it should be done, how to tell others to do it, how to be an example for others. And we see it in the negative also. As Rashi says, and Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid from Chazal, Bimlo Tishmuli, with the same way of learning it out, that if you don't listen to me, that means you won't learn with Amelis, Chas V'Shalom, then all the clothes come. And the Mefarshim speak exactly how do we know that it's Amelis, what the Torah wants to teach us by Im Kukosai Telechu. And we can say, first of all, that chuk comes from like chakak, to carve out. Not just writing, but to carve out, that it stays and is embedded the best and most enduring way. And also I would like to say that the Lashon Telechu itself, that you shall go. A person is a holich. Ideally, a human being shouldn't stagnate, shouldn't stay at the same level. Because as we all know, you stay at the same level, chas v'shalom, you don't go higher, you go lower. That's the human being. He's a holich. To continually go. And in order to go, one has to put his best efforts forward. He has to use all his koichot to really go the way a person should go. Because the only true going, as we all understand, is the going of the best of your ability, or else it's half-hearted and you don't accomplish what you should, the ideal. If you could do the best and you do only half, that's not accomplishment. Of course you'll get credit, but it's not for your best, which Hashem wants, for your best, for your greatest happiness, to truly keep on going to the greatest heights. That's mitzvah. Pure logic tells you that that's the greatest way to live. And as we said before, we all know that if you truly value, love something, you're going to use your greatest capabilities, put in your whole koichos, strengths and abilities to accomplish and fulfill that which you love and desire. The next pasuk says, "Nasati gishmeichem bi'itam," and it will give you, if you go and listen to what Hashem wants of you, I will give you your reins in their time. So it would seem strange. What does it mean, your reins? It's from Hashem. From Shemayim we get the reins. It's not ours. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita says beautifully that in truth it is your reins, because it is in your hands the decision whether or not Hashem will give the reins, will give you the greatest brachas. It's up to you. Of course Hashem can do anything, but that's the way Hashem made us, for our benefit. Hakol bidei shamayim, as the Gemara Bracha says, chutz miyir shamayim. Everything is in the hand of heaven except yir shamayim. The decision whether or not you will get the greatest brachas is up to you. If you listen to the Torah, if you listen to what Hashem wants of you, you will get them. If not, not. So in truth, they are your reins. Everything, all the brachas and the klalus, also Rahman al-Islam, is your decision to turn the switch on or off. The next pasuk says that if you do listen, you will get, as one of the brachas, an unbelievably abundant crop. That it will be 3 years worth, so to speak, that you will have to take out the old in order to bring in the new, to have new storage places. The threshing will reach the harvest time. The harvest time will reach the sowing time. And then you will eat your bread fully satisfied. So I can ask, what is it adding by saying you will eat your bread fully satisfied? Of course, once you have all these brachas in abundance, it's so to speak coming out of your ears, the produce, what's pshat in that you will eat to full satisfaction? So Rashi explains from the Chazal and Torah's Kohanim that this bracha is that you will eat a little and be satisfied. You won't have to eat much. One can ask, then what is the purpose of the abundance of crops? If you need only a little, so you can have a little crop and get that bracha. So Rav Meish and Darash Meish explains that what we're seeing here is the true blessing of a tzaddik that fulfills the will of Hashem. The bracha would be that sure, he can have a sudas melech, a 15-course meal, spend 5 hours on his meal. But that's not truly a bracha. That's not truly the way of a tzaddik. As we know, the biggest bracha is that you don't have to spend so long on the meal, that you'll have more time to do Torah and mitzvahs, to learn as much as you can, to do the mitzvahs as much as you can, so you don't have to spend 15 hours on your meal. That is the ideal. And therefore, that's what the pshat. The greatest bracha would be that you reach the heights, that's all. It satisfies you as the 15-course meal itself. You can even say, you can reach the madrega like the man, that whatever you want to taste of it, you'll taste. To have even that bracha. But the point is, you'll be satisfied with just that little. True tzaddik doesn't want to spend time on the gashmi like that. The ideal would be not to be able to eat or drink at all, not to be able to go to the Beis HaKisei. As we see Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, 40 days and 40 nights, the bracha of the man, to a degree, not having to use the Beis HaKisei, it's a tremendous bracha for the true Eved Hashem. And that's what the Torah is telling us here. And the abundance of the crops, you know what? You'll be a trillionaire, Mirtz Hashem. That's what you'll have it for. To give tzedakas to the needy, to all those who need it, to all the yeshivas, to support, besides you yourself being able to learn Lilma v'lamed, Lishma v'lasos v'lkayim, it's called Divrei, so show Hashem. And the Pesukim continue with the brachas. It says, Vishatim lo betach be'artzichem, you will dwell securely in your land. Sati shalom ba'aretz, you will have peace. You won't shraftem be'imacharid, you won't have to worry from chayis roz, from war, from enemies. It seems that there's a repetition here. And of course we know there's no repeating of any single letter of the Torah. Everything is for a purpose. Because offhand, when we say that there won't be enemies, the war, so of course that's the shalom, that's the cure. So the Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains beautifully that we know, besides enemies, whether they be in the form of Nazis or terrorists, whatever they may be, at times, the one who has the brachas, being a millionaire and rich, as we said before, carries with it, many times, an insecurity, that they themselves need bodyguards, they don't have a real life. In fact, the poor person is more free than they are, moving around, going wherever they want, instead of a contingent of bodyguards and security and all kinds of security systems, electronics. That's the point of Vishaftim Lavetach V'Artzuchem, that it adds, having that security. And as Rashi explains beautifully from Chazal, that with all the brachas, we all understand that if there's not shalom, peace, whether it's within or without, meaning within your peace of mind, all the brachas are not worth anything. Without shalom, there is nothing, Chas V'Shalom. And therefore, the shalom also, the Nasati Shalom Ba'aretz, besides these, is amongst yourselves, between the Yidden themselves, not only the outside enemies. The worst enemies are the Yidden themselves. When they don't fulfill the will of Hashem, that's when they have to worry about other enemies. when they listen to the Torah of Hashem, they don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to worry about it. Enemies, insecurity. They'll have all the security. And especially when they have unity amongst themselves, no machlokes, the Yidden themselves, that's when they'll have the greatest success. As we see in Tanakh, that many of the Malchei Tzadikim of Bnei Yisrael, there were times they weren't successful against their enemies. And yet Achav, such a Rasha, had all the success against his enemies in battles, winning. And Chazal say, why? Because there was a lack of unity, Achdus, amongst Bnei Yisrael. Even though the Malchei Tzadikim that they had, whereas the time of Achav, there was Achdus amongst Bnei Yisrael, and they didn't have to worry about enemies. They were very successful. As the Torah says also, Vayihi Vishurun Melech V'Saseif Rashi Yom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. When will Mashiach come? What do we really need is when there's Achdus among Bnei Yisrael, fulfilling of the will of Hashem together, without any animosity amongst themselves. When there's Avas Chinam instead of Sinas Chinam that destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. When that will come, there will be the greatest brachas. Pasuk Yud Aleph has an interesting negative. It says, Nasati Mishkoni B'Tochachem V'lo Sigal Mavshi Yatschem. And I won't reject you. It's interesting to have this, so to speak, negative amongst these brachas, which are all positive lishonos, expressions. And the Moshe Zatzal, Darash Moshe, explains that what Hashem is saying here is a warning that even when you have the brachas and you're fulfilling the will of the Hashem, never to become complacent. The danger is a person, so to speak, rests on his laurels. Did enough, don't have to do any more, Chas V'Shalom. Doing so well, the will of Hashem, think they have, so to speak, accomplished. And that's a great danger. Just as it's a great danger, probably the biggest Yetzirah, when a person feels Al Tirosha B'Pnei Atzmecha, like the Mishnah says, that what can they do after everything they did bad? Not true, as we know. If a person sincerely wants to turn over a new leaf, Hashem is willing to accept them any time, and they can become the highest madrigas of tzaddikim still. And the other way also. Danger of the opposite way of the Yetzirah is the person becomes the great tzaddik, and Chas V'Shalom thinks you can change the Mishnah Lashon and say Al Tehi Tzadik B'Pnei Atzmecha. Don't think that you're going to be now all okay, nothing to worry about. You could relax, so to speak. No, you have to have a continual Amelis. There's always greater Madregas. The Torah is infinite, and always have to strive to fulfill the will of Hashem, because if you don't continue, as we said at the beginning, to go forward and stagnate, be satisfied with the present level, you go down. That's the human being. The human being has to go forward in order to accomplish, to reach the highest heights. A holich. And that's what the Torah is forewarning us here. And it continues, and it says in Pasuk Yud-Beis, V'salachti v'sochachem v'yisi lachem elokim atem ki yuli la'am. And as Rashi explains in Chazal, that you'll be zeicher to the highest madrigas in Gan Eden, walking, so to speak, with Hashem. And you will think, Chas Hashem, like buddy buddy? No, of course you will have this tremendous infinite ahava from Hashem. As always, he wants that, and you will have, of course, that for him, and you will still have that yira, because without that, as we understand, with a king, with especially ben benoy shel kav b'chaim and melech malchim amlochim, can't get too chummy, because then you lose that covet, chas v'shalom, and yira, and that's what Hashem is saying. But you will still have that. You will know the proper degree, the boundaries. And Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains it, even in Olam Hazeh, how that is true. And for instance, where you had the greatest Gilu Shechina, besides Har Sinai, of course, by the Beis HaMikdash, and that was, in essence, what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because they lost that V'hayisi Lachem Elokim, becoming too, so to speak, chummy, familiar with it, not having the right attitude, yira, for it, as if it's coming to them, natural. The Nisim and the Beis HaMikdash, that's the danger. And therefore, again, the Torah is forewarning that. And it continues in the next pasuk. And Rosh Hashiva explains again that that's a continuation of what we said before, that having the Beis HaMikdash, the ideal in Olam Hazeh, part of it, it's motos to break the motos ulchem, like Hashem did in Mitzrayim, the subjugation of the goyim. That your own boss, so to speak, having your own melech tzaddik to fulfill the will of Hashem, without the subjugation of nations, and adarabah v'oleich eschem kama miyus, that you will be an example to the nations. They will come to you to have a connection to Hashem. They will respect you because you're being the tzaddik you should be. You will be the Nesi Elokim like Avraham Avinu by the nations. They will see it like Shlomo HaMelech was Mispalil, that they should understand and see that that's where the Shechina is. All the nations of the world, that the Beis HaMikdash was chosen to be by the Am Hashem. And they understand this and see it. As the Gemara said, that the nations, the Romans, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they did not understand what they're destroying. It was their own brachas, in fact. The Bnei Yisrael was valid for them also. The Parei Achag brought for the Goyim that there should be peace. Have the Mitzvah of the Shlomo Shel Malchus, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. And that was lost. And in the Klolos, Rachman Tzlan, that happens because of the Avedas. And Pasuk Lamed Vav it says, there will come a time because of the Avedas that you will even be chased by a rustling leaf, Kol Ole Nidot. And Rosh Hashiva Shlit in Kol Dodi explains that we can see that, for instance, that even when it's not affecting us directly, the rustling leaf of hearing and seeing others, even the goyim, getting punished, that ideally should be a lesson for us to avoid that. As Rashi from Chazal says, like Paro, the Mitzrayim, and Chumash Mais. But that's the point of the retribution of the nations. The number one point for the Yidden to learn from it, that they shouldn't come to have to be punished. And therefore it should be a wake-up call, this rustling leaf, that it should not come to us. The Darash Moshe comments about the end of the Pasha, dealing with Maestro Behema, and as it says, that one should choose which Behema should be chosen, but it should come naturally, so to speak, through the gates, and whichever the tenth one is, that's the one that should be the one that's chosen. And afterwards it shouldn't be changed by another one. So Chayre Kal V'Chaymer, if not before, certainly afterwards. And Rashi explains that what it also teaching us here is by the human beings, the apex of creation, that there's an innate kedusha of all of us that Hashem instilled in the Neshama Tahira to fulfill His will. And one of the dangers is that a person might feel that he's not cut out to learn. He's not cut out to be a Talmud Chacham. He's cut out to be a businessman, and therefore he doesn't have to learn. He has to, doesn't have to do as much. But that's a big danger. A person has to look at it that each and every one of us, ideally, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi'tein kolam Hashem neviyim. Hashem instilled the ability in all of us to reach the highest madrigas, each according to their own level. And each can have a share in the Torah, kol ha-Torah, as the Afyomi proves, no matter who it is, can finish Shas, each again according to his best effort and abilities. But that's open to all of us, and that's what Hashem ideally wants. And that's what we have to understand. And that's what the Torah is showing us here. Do not choose between one or the other. Whether it's yourself, as the Gemara in Me'ilah explains, what's the difference between, we have it before also, by a behema, a korban, lo yachlifenu, lo yamir oso. What's the difference between the yachlif and yamir? One is dealing with your own behemoth, and the others in exchange from others, not your, say, for instance, your own cattle. And that's the same thing with human beings. Whether it's yourself, you're judging and throwing in the towel, so to speak, that you feel you are not cut out, so to speak, for learning or whatever it is. No, don't do that. You try your hardest and your best, and you see what comes. Don't give up. And the same thing for others, whether it's Talmidim or children. Don't pick one and think because he doesn't have a great cup as the other one has that he therefore shouldn't be in the learning. You have many times throughout history, greatest Gedolim did not start out with a great cup, but they put in their best effort, and with the Asiyata Dishmaya they became Gedolei Yoylam. And that's what we have to understand and see and learn from this. That's what Hashem is teaching us here also. Do not pick and choose amongst your Talmidim, children, or whoever it might be, or of course yourself, as we said. But think of it that me ten kolam Hashem leviyim, all, everyone, the greatest Talmidei Chachamim that they can be. Of course, also, if it winds up that first, for instance, one has to choose to be a businessman after all his best efforts and everything. Of course, we know he can still be a Talmud Chacham and a great businessman, as the Rambam was a great doctor, but number one, Gadol Hador. So that's for Hashem to decide, and circumstances if it forces you. But don't you yourself choose right away to go that way. You put your best effort in to be the biggest Gadol, a full-time Talmud Chacham. That's your business. Tarasa Umnasai. And let Hashem choose circumstances, whatever reason, if it's not to be that way. But still, the greatest tzaddik you can be, no matter what or who you wind up being. As we talked about Shalom at the beginning, and Shalom being the Chasimus Kol HaBrachos, we shouldn't need the Shalom of Eitzah, which is B'gmatria Shalom, but rather we should all be zeicher to the Shalom of Yisrael, Tamid, and Mi'atav Yad Olam.